ハレルヤ、素晴らしい主の恵みがこの場所に注がれていることを感謝します。今日一部二部とですね、聞いた方々は今から英語で、しますので、分かると思いますけれども、まあ英語のメッセージもですね、ちょくちょくしていきたいなと思っています。本当に主の恵みによって、本当に英語で聞いている時も主の恵みが注がれるように祝福します。じゃあ今から英語でいきます。 Thank you Lord God. 本当に、I pray that Lord, those who are listening will be filled with your glory Lord. Fill us with your glory Lord God. Come Holy Spirit, we welcome you Holy Spirit. We welcome your presence Lord God. We welcome your anointing. Fill us with your anointing Lord. Fill us with your word. Touch usWith your love, with your joy, with your peace, Lord God. Thank you, Father. We welcome you in, we welcome your glory. We welcome your presence, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. We pray in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. Today, we'll be sharing from the John, Gospel of John, chapter 17, verse 22.John chapter 17 verse 22, and the glory which you gave me I have given them, that they may be one just as we are one. This is the very, very amazing passage and a prayer before Jesus was about to be crucified. It was his last prayer to God the Father, and he prayed that the glory that which you gave meI have given them that they may be one just as we are one. God the Father, God the Son, God the Spirit, the triune God. Triune God is united in perfect unity as one. And God, Jesus prayed that I have given them the glory that they may be one as the triune God is one. We can be one.Church is called to be the bride of Christ, the one bride of Christ. And we are called to be united in Christ. And verse 21 said that they all may be one, as you, Father, are in me and I in you, that they also be one in us, that the world may believe that you sent me. As Father and Son is one,We can be united as the Father and the Son. Chapter 17 starts like this. Jesus, in verse 1 says, Jesus spoke the words, lifted up his eyes to heaven, and said, Father, the hour has come. Glorify your Son, that your Son also may glorify you. Jesus' first prayer was to receive the glory from the Father,So he can glorify the Father, the Father. And if we connect this passage to the verse 22 that we read today, that glory that God gave us will unite us as God is united. And verse 2 says, You have given him authority over all flesh, that he should give eternal life.To as many as you have given him. And this glory is also life. When we receive the glory of God, we receive the life of God. This life is, verse 3 says, and this is eternal life that they may know you. When we know God, God is life.The only true God and Jesus Christ whom you have sent. When we know God, we know life because God is life. And we are filled with life when we know God. And verse 13 says, But now I come to you and these things I speak in the word that they may have my joy fulfilled in themselves.That we may be filled with life. Jesus said, I came to you that you may have life and life in abundance. He wants us to be filled with joy. He wants you to be filled with his life. Do you want the life of Jesus Christ? Do you want the life of God? Yes, we want the life of God. We want the glory. We want the life. We want the joy to be filled with his joy, with his glory, with his life. When we are filled with his joy, when we are filled with his life, when we are filled with his glory, that glory and the life and the joy overflows within us, and it flows and gives life wherever we go. The life of God, the glory of God touches people and makes them and resurrect them. Hallelujah. It touches them. It touches them and gives life to them, gives joy. And when we were praising and when we are dancing, the joy of the Lord was filling with us. It was filling within us. It was overflowing within us. That's what Jesus prayed for us. That's what God wanted for us. And verse 4 said, I have glorified you on the earth. I have finished the work which you have given me to do. And now, O Father, glorify me together with yourself, with the glory which I had with you before the world was. This glory was always existed eternally. It's the heavenly glory, the kingdom glory. It was always shared with Father, Son, and the Spirit. And this glory, this love, this joy was overflowing from the throne of God. The life, the river of life. When we look at the Revelation chapter 22, we can see the river of life overflowing from the throne room of God. This is the glory of God, which makes us alive, resurrects us, and gives us life and life in abundance, that we also may overflow with this life. And when we look at verse 24, Father, I desire that they also whom you gave me may be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory, which you have given me, for you loved me before the foundation of the world. This glory is connected with life and with love. Before the foundation of the world was founded, God and Son and the Spirit was perfectly united in this glory, in this life, in this love. And verse 26 said, I have declared to you them your name and declare it, that the love which you love me may be in them and I in them. This love of God will be within us, so we can be united in his in God's love, in his life, in his glory. Verse 11 says, now I am no longer in the world, but these are in the world, and I come to you. Holy Father, keep through your name those who you have given me, that they may be one as we are. And this glory, this life, this love, joy, and peace of God. And also, he wants us to be kept within the name of God. The name above every other name is Yahweh Yeshua, Jesus Christ's name, the name of salvation, the Savior's name. Yeshua means salvation. And we can be saved from all these evil things in the name of Jesus Christ. But the name that God, Jesus revealed to us is the name he told us how to pray. Jesus taught his disciples how to pray. He says, pray like this. And he said, Father, which art in heaven, our Father. And this is the name that God, Jesus revealed to us, to pray not to God, but say God as Father. Jesus prayed like this. He in verse 1 said, Father, the hour has come. And this Father is not some Father, Almighty Father. But this Father, when we look at Romans chapter 8, 15, it says, Abba, Father. It's like Abba is like a more of a little child saying Father. And Israel, little kids run around saying Abba, Abba. And that's how they call their father. It's like Daddy. It's more like an intimate relationship. And it's like Abba. It's like Daddy. So Jesus told us to pray Abba. In Hebrew, it's Abba. In Korean, it's very similar, Appa. And I used to call my dad Appa. And that intimacy, the relationship is there when we call our God Abba. And Jesus wants us to say Abba so we will be as one as we are. As we are is Father God, Son of God, and Spirit of God. United, perfect in the glory and in the life and in the relationship. Jesus never called God, God. When he was crucified on the cross, he always say, Father. Always he will pray, Father. But on the cross, when he took our sins and was forsaken, he said, my God, my God, why have you forsaken us? That was the first time Jesus prayed to God saying, my God, my God. He always had this intimate relationship saying, Father, Abba. And he wants us to be in the relationship that we are the children of God. And verse 26 says, I have declared them to your name and will declare it. This name will keep us in this intimate relationship. When we look at Romans chapter 8, verse 15, for you did not receive the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you received the spirit of adoption. And some other translations, it says sonship, by whom we cry out, Abba, Father. The Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. We are children of God. Say, I am a child of God. I am a child of God. We have to confess that we are children of God. We are forgiven, redeemed, has the spirit of sonship, where we can cry out, Abba, Father, and Spirit bears witness within our spirit that you are beloved son. You are beloved child. In you, I am well pleased. I am delighted in you. And the whole world is eagerly waiting for the revealing of the sons of God. The whole world, verse 19 says, the earnest expectation of the creation eagerly waits for the revealing of the sons of God. Those who are delivered, those who are in the glory, those who are in the life of God. Those who are having an intimate fellowship with God as Father and the child, beloved child, children of God. 21 said, because the creation itself also will be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. Glorious freedom. The whole world groans and waits for the sons of God, the children of God, to manifest in the glory, in the life, in the intimate relationship with Father as children of God because they also want to be children of God. They want to have intimate relationship with God too. 31 said, what then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? God is for us, not against us. God is not in the middle, he's not somehow like trying to judge us if we can belong to God or not. God is for us. God bought us with the blood of Jesus Christ, the blood of the Lamb of God. That we are the beloved, cleansed, holy child of God. He who did not spare his own son, but deliver him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Freely give us all things. And who shall bring a charge against God's elect? It is God who justifies. It is God who declares us, you are my beloved child. You are my beloved son. You are my beloved daughter. Who is he who condemns? It is Christ who died and furthermore is also risen, who is even at the right hand of God, who also makes intercession for us. Who can separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? No, Paul says, nothing can separate us from the love of Christ, love of God in Christ Jesus. We can be more than conquerors. Verse 37 says, yet in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. In his love, we can be absolute conquerors and champions in Christ Jesus. We are more than conquerors. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Hallelujah. And this love is the love of God and the Son and the Spirit. This is the triune, the perfect united love of God in Christ Jesus. Promised to us in John chapter 17 that you will be kept. God loves us as God loves the Son. And which you love me and the glory and the love and the life will keep us and the relationship when we cry Abba, the family, the relationship with the sonship, the spirit of sonship will keep us in that love and make us absolute conquerors, absolute champions in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. We cannot do this by ourselves, but John chapter 16 says, John chapter 16 verse 7 says, he will give us the helper. We cannot try to remain in this love, but the helper, Jesus promised that he will send him to you. And we cannot do this by ourselves, but the helper will help us. Holy Spirit is our helper. When we say help, Holy Spirit, the helper comes to help us. And verse 13 says, however, when he, the Spirit of truth, the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of truth, Spirit of wisdom, Spirit of power, Spirit of love, Spirit of peace, Spirit of joy, the helper will guide you into all truth. And all truth is remain in my glory, remain in my life, remain in my relationship. And that truth will set us free. And that truth will lead us into the united, the fellowship, and the glory, and the perfect love that makes us absolute champions in Christ Jesus. No enemy can separate us from this love. This is the perfect love of triune God. Before the foundation of the world, this love was there. This glory was there. This life was there. This is overflowing life. This is the overflowing glory. This is the overflowing love that God wants us to enjoy, that God wants us to be filled. Verse 23 said, "And in that day you will ask me nothing. Most assuredly I say to you, whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give you. Until now, you have asked nothing in my name. Ask, and you will receive, that your joy may be filled." Hallelujah. God wants us to ask for his glory. God wants us to ask for his life. God wants us to have in the intimate relationship with the Father, that we may be filled with joy. That we may overflow with joy. Wherever we go, we shine the glory of God. We let the love and the joy and the life of God overflow from within us. And the people are desperately waiting for this glory. Romans chapter 8 said, promised us that they want to be in this relationship, the perfect relationship in the glory and the life and the love of God. When we say, "Oh Lord, thank you for your love, thank you for your joy," it's not only for us. God wants us to be to overflow and God, he prayed for us that if this prayer is not for only for the disciples and only for us, but those who will hear our words and will receive Jesus through our testimony. God wants you to reign. God wants you to overflow. God wants you to be absolute champion in Christ Jesus, in his perfect love, in his amazing glory, this life. Do you want it? We want it. We want the glory of God. We want the life of God. We want to overflow in his joy. And that's what Jesus asked God the Father before he was crucified on the cross. He said, That we may be filled with joy, that we may be in the relationship with God and the perfect love, and let them be united in the perfect love as the children of God, as the bride of Christ. And when we ask, verse 23 said, "Ask and you will receive." Amen. Let's pray to God. Let's ask God for his glory to come. Hallelujah. For his life to take over our lives, so we can have intimate relationship. And that fellowship is to unite us and to make us one as God is one. That unity is beyond. Our body is one. And as our body is one, God wants us, wants the church of Christ to be one. And when we become one in his glory, in his love, in his life, then all may see that you have sent the Son. That will be our greatest testimony. our greatest, the glory of God will be manifested through us becoming one in Christ Jesus, in the perfect love of God, the agape love of God, unchanging love of God. This was before the foundation of the world. This love that God had, this glory that God had. And when we ask, you will receive. Hallelujah. Let's ask. God told us to ask in my name. Hallelujah. We ask for your glory, Lord. We want your glory, Lord God. Fill us with your life. Ezekiel says, God told Ezekiel, say, speak, ask. Come, Holy Spirit. When we say, when we ask, when we declare, then God moves with our words. So, Father, thank you, Lord. We ask for your glory. We ask for your life. We ask for your love, for your joy, for your peace to take over, Lord. When we ask, we will receive. When we ask, he will reveal his glory through us. Hallelujah. Let's pray. God, we ask for your presence, Lord. We ask for your glory. You promised that if you ask, you will receive, that your joy may be full, that you may not only be full, but you will overflow with joy. That's what God wants us. And the world is waiting for that glory to manifest. And they will be put into this glorious liberty of the children of God. Eagerly waits for the revealing of the sons of God, says Romans chapter 8. When we ask for the glory of God, he will give us the glory of God. Hallelujah. Let's pray together. Let's ask, Father, we wait for your glory, Lord. We wait for your life to overtake Japan, overtake the churches, overtake our family, overtake us, Lord. When we ask, we will receive. You promised in your word that when we ask, and he wants us to be filled with the eternal life. He wants us to be filled with his glory. He wants us to be filled with his joy. He wants us to have the intimate relationship of the perfect, united, the love of God. Let's pray together. Lord, we ask for your glory, Lord. Lord, we ask for your life to take over. Not only to the ankles, not only to the knees, not only to the waist, but we want to drown. We want to swim in your love. We want to be filled, overflowing with your life, Lord. God, we ask for your glory to take over, Lord. Let's pray together, dear Heavenly Father. Thank you for your presence, Lord. Thank you for your glory. You promised us in your word that when we ask, you will give. Ask and you'll receive. Father, we ask for your glory to take over, Lord. That glory that you had before the foundation of the world. You want us to be filled with your joy. You want us to have this intimate relationship of love in Christ. We ask for your love, Lord. We ask for your glory, Lord. touch us, fill us. Come, Holy Spirit, Lord God Almighty. We ask for your presence. We ask for your anointing. We ask for your glory. So we may be filled with your joy. Overflow with your glory. Overflow with your anointing. That all may see that you have sent Jesus Christ, the Son of God. That we are one united family in Christ. That we can be more than conquerors in this glorious liberty, Lord. Nothing can separate us from the love of Christ and love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Thank you, Lord God. And continue to fill us with your glory, Lord. We believe that you are filling us with your glory, God. Touch us, Lord. Fill us, Lord. We wait for your presence. We wait for you, Lord. And we will ask for in your name as you have told us. We continue to press on. We continue to ask in your name. You will fill us with your joy, with your love, with your glory, Lord. Thank you, Father God, for your glory, for your presence. You are here with us. We want more of you, Lord. We want more of your glory, more of your spirit, more of your life. Thank you, Father. We keep on pressing in. We keep on toward you. We want to get closer toward you, to you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, Abba, Father. Thank you that you love us and you care for us and you're blessing us, Lord.